This is the tax update for the week beginning 20th August, and there's some good news and bad news within this podcast. As usual, the podcast is accompanied by detailed notes, which also contain links if you want to research any of the items further. Tax avoidance has been in the news a lot recently, with David Gough MP, Exchequer Secretary in the Treasury, saying that nobody should pay in cash for a discount. And a number of people, including senior people in the English Institute, commenting that tax avoidance is not acceptable. HMRC has also been having some success in tackling avoidance, and they've got an announcement of three successes, including the case that I reviewed on the 16th of July about Mr. Schofield and his failed capital gains tax shelter. But this week I was looking at the Sloan Robinson case, which concerned directors who tried to take advantage of a tax avoidance scheme. The interesting point is that the avoidance scheme would not work now, but what is of interest is the fact that they changed the scheme so that it could not be said to be a preordained series of transactions to which the Ramsey principle would apply, because in the end, instead of making a distribution, they made a liquidation. But this case reminds me of the case I reviewed last year, PA Holdings Limited, and the Court of Appeal decision, which decided that once something has the character of remuneration or emoluments, it remains as earnings and will be taxed and nicked as such. And basically that's what happened in this case. They were paying out a lot of money and trying to avoid paying NIC on the bonus of about £23 million being paid to the directors. They used employee benefit trusts and a share scheme with the intention of paying a dividend, but in 2004 the law changed, and following a press release it was clear that the original scheme would not work, so they changed it so that the companies were liquidated and the distribution of capital was made. However, the original funds were intended as a bonus and they retained the character of earnings to the recipients, so the scheme didn't work. It was highly artificial. And my question to you, dear listener, is, do you think that this type of artificial scheme is acceptable? The revenue also succeeded in the Barnes case, which concerned trying to take advantage of the accrued income scheme reliefs and stock dividend lending. Again, it failed. You can read all about it in the notes. What is worrying and bad news is the HMRC have announced that 500,000 individuals are about to receive late filing penalties of at least £1,200 because they haven't yet filed their 2010-2011 return. Remember, this penalty is due even if no tax is due. HMRC have also announced a consultation on trusts for vulnerable people, trying to get a better definition of who a vulnerable person might be. There's a full link to the consultative document, and at 47 pages, there's a considerable public interest in trying to help HMRC get this right. HMRC have also launched a basic tools for employers pay as you earn, and there's a link in the notes. They've also given guidance on sampling capital allowances, following concern that they had that samples were often unrepresentative or based on too small a sample. For a number of years, HMRC has accepted in principle that you do not necessarily need a detailed analysis of individual items, but you can base a claim on fixtures and fittings based on a sample, but HMRC are now insisting that the sample size must be a minimum of 15, and anything less than that is not reasonable. They've invited views on their change of practice, and these must be submitted by 31st October. Using a sample is a deregulatory measure, and if you have clients that are potentially affected by this change in practice, I recommend that you read the Business Brief 24/12 and send any views to HMRC. Thanks for listening.